I want to talk about the manosphere. Now, some people see the manosphere as a group to be a part of, and they value that group over the philosophy. And some people in this group haven't even begun to develop a personal philosophy because they're so focused on the group. And what are the main talking points of this group? Women. Women, identity politics, rage, race, tribalism, blah, blah, blah. Now, the philosophy used to be about self-actualization, introspection, reflection, growing as an individual, sovereign man. You're not going to find that in a group, especially if you surround yourselves with people who are stuck in perpetual rage. Now, Angler has decided that he so desperately wants to be part of a group, he will throw people under the bus. He will act like a clown. He will allow himself to be used as a useful idiot. He will do just about anything to be accepted. Because for Angler, this isn't about a philosophy. And it's not about improving as a man. It's about being accepted. Because Angler has never been accepted. I want to get this out of the way. Angler's idea of Manosphere content was making a video about masturbating on his own sister's face. Let that sink in for a while. I've heard some strange things in this community, and I've seen some disgusting, perverted things. Trust me. Things you wouldn't want on your hard drive. I've also been sent an email of Angler's antics in a live stream, and that's something I don't want on my hard drive either. Some of you men have kids, so you have to be very careful about these private groups you allow yourselves to become involved in, because some of the stuff they share is disgusting. And if your kids ever use your laptop or your PC to do their homework, they might stumble across some of these images or some of these videos. So I'll link one of the videos below where Joe talks about masturbating and, quote, jizzing on his sister's face. Is this what the manosphere has been reduced to? Now, we used to research. We used to bring in philosophy and psychology, real psychology, not this armchair crap Joe is trying to talk about on his channel. Joe, please stop embarrassing yourself. If you want to be a psychologist, you need to study for years, like I have. Sometimes I stayed awake all night just to get an essay in to meet a deadline. I've done that many times. It takes sacrifice and effort. And the reason why I think you so desperately want to portray yourself as a psychologist is because you live in your sister's shadow. Because your sister has got a PhD. And do you know how she got that PhD, Joe? She studied for years. She sacrificed her time and energy. She put in hard work. She achieved, Joe. What have you ever achieved? Nothing. And I'll tell you why you've never achieved anything. is because you reject every single piece of positive advice, support, and encouragement you get. I'll give you an example. A few months ago, I gave you some investment advice. I told you, invest in Solana. Can't go wrong. And you made an excuse. Oh, I've missed the boat. Blah, blah, whatever. But that's your life, Joe. That's your answer to everything. You make a piss poor excuse not to try. And now that Solana investment is up 400%. Do the math. Do the math, Joe. But you don't want to try. You don't want to take a chance. You want everybody else to do it for you, which is why you're in the situation you're in now. You know, the last job you had, you only had for 7 months. And that was years ago. You know, you go from job to job, can't hold a job down, can't build up any wealth or savings. You've achieved nothing in life, Joe. And now look at you, mumbling into a mobile phone in the basement of a rehab facility. You got no money. You got nowhere to live. You've lost access to your son. You're disabled. You've lost the use of one leg because of your addiction. And you're only in rehab because you were forced to go, Joe. You were forced to go. You got to look at the rest of your life, man. Seriously. And you're out here trying to give me advice. Joe, at the moment I'm renovating a house, a 200-year-old house, making money. You know, and I do this sort of work with my eyes shut because I'm a multi-skilled tradesman. You know, this is just bread and butter to me. I do this when an opportunity comes along because I've accumulated tools and knowledge and I've kept myself physically fit and able, despite the fact that I'm older than you. And I've got multiple income streams, money coming from different directions, because I'm capable, Joe, because I never made excuses. I took good advice and I ran with it. This is the difference between me and you. So now you're reduced to stealing money from war veterans. You stole $4,000 from a war veteran's pension fund. You conspired with an old lady, a 60-year-old woman you had phone sex with. You conspired with her to steal her dad's pension. He's 85, Joe. He got that pension because he served his country, something you've never done. And you took that money, you thief. And not only are you a thief, you're a backstabber. You're a backstabber and a pervert who makes videos about... I don't want to say it again, Joe. But talking about your sister in that way is disgusting. And what are you doing now, Joe, you backstabber? You're releasing personal information on me that was sent in private emails. Self-disclosure. To gain your trust so I could help you. And what do, Joe? You share it with people online, strangers who want to try and destroy my life. One thing you people have got to understand is my life has been laid bare on my channel. And anything I tell you is information that I would make future videos about. And the academics I spend time with, where do you think I found them, Joe? on social media. They've read my book. They watch my channel. Yeah? Men like Tom Golden, Paul Bloom. Yeah? These are highly regarded academics. They know all about my views. Paul Elam used to quote me on AVFM. That was years ago. Everybody knows me. Everybody knows who I am. Yeah? So don't go stalking me online and look for academic contacts of mine. Don't go looking for people who I associate with, because I'll tell them exactly who you are, Joe. A thief. And a man who's been diagnosed with a cluster B disorder. I won't go into that now, Joe, because it's unethical for me to do so. But just know this. You, Joe, think you're clever. You're trying to stalk me. You're giving my personal details out. Fine. I don't care. But if you're going to try and be a doxer, don't put your government name out there, Joe. Because one simple Google search brings up your entire employment history, your criminal record. I already know your medical records, Joe. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So I suggest you stop playing these stupid fucking games. Because you're being used as a useful idiot. And those people who are encouraging you to do this, they're not going to be around when it all comes on top. Are they? Because they're using you, and you're dumb enough to allow that to happen. You're dumb enough to allow yourself to be used as a useful idiot. Now, what's all this about? This is about that manifesto. This is about that stupid TradCon manifesto that Hammerhand found in the garbage. He found that crap in the garbage, thought he'd found the Holy Grail, and he ran with it. And that's because he never researched the philosophy. He never understood anything past Red Pill Rage. You, Joe, fell for it because you're so desperate to be accepted. You drank the Kool-Aid. You and others drank the Kool-Aid. And then you became recruited into this strange cult of obese, disabled, angry men who are grifting, begging for money from other men online. Because they can't work, they're not intelligent enough to earn money, and all they can do is keep men in rage and live on super chats. Is that what you aspire to be? Yeah, that's the pinnacle of this philosophy, is it? A fat, old, disabled man sitting in a room in his mother's house begging for money. Think about it. Is that self-actualization, is it? Sounds like self-harm to me. So some of you have said, oh, look what Lazarus is doing. Messenger, whatever you want to call me. He's destroying his legacy. My legacy. I'm speaking on a tiny YouTube channel with about 9,000 subs. Been going for about 10 years. That's not even 1,000 subs a year. If that was my legacy in life, I'd be so fucking disappointed. My legacy is everything I've achieved. You know, I've trained martial arts religiously for 34 years. despite everything that's happened, all the highs and lows. Never gave up. I never fucking gave up. Unlike you, Joe. Making excuses. Using all your problems as excuses so you don't have to try. Always playing the victim. Yeah? We've all got problems, Joe. I've had a lifetime of problems. That's not exceptional. You know, I just talk about them to help other men. But those problems never beat me. I never abused myself to the point where I destroyed my own body. In fact, it was the opposite. Every time I had a problem, every time I faced hardship, I fought back harder. It made me stronger. Made me more capable. That's why I'm the man I am today, Joe. I've raised my child. My child is an adult now. You failed already. You failed your son. Your poor son. What's he going to say to the kids at school, you know, when they ask who his dad is and what his dad does? He's going to have to make something up, isn't he? What's happened to you, Joe? You've betrayed everyone. Everyone is washing their hands of you. And pretty soon, this new group that you've glommed onto are going to figure you out. And they're going to discard you. They're going to wash their hands of you as well, Joe. Once they realize that you are so negative, everything you do turns to shit. Everyone you come into contact with has to suffer the consequences of your negativity, your dishonesty. You destroy lives, Joe. Which is why I'm cutting you off now. Gotta cut you off. Can't have you around me. Can't have you anywhere near me. And I know you've heard this before. You've heard this before many, many times because this is the story of your life, Joe. You've destroyed everyone's lives. You've destroyed your son's life. And now you've destroyed your own life. And you're not going to try. You keep talking about being a counsellor or whatever. And I would say, prove me wrong. But I know you won't. That's something you say to people to spur them on, but I won't even bother, Joe, because you won't. It takes effort. It takes time, energy, sacrifice. Those are attributes you don't possess. So you will never be a counsellor, Joe. You haven't got it in you. You will always make excuses. This is sad. You know, having to make this video is really sad. I don't really know what else to say to you, Joe. I mean, you're trying to give advice to me. You can't buy groceries. You can't raise your own child. You can't cook. You've got nowhere to live. You've got no money. Joe, you're not even capable of looking after a goldfish. I'm not saying that to be mean, but it's true. And now look at what you're doing. Trying to destroy my life because I'm exposing you as a useful idiot. And the people you're surrounding yourself with, they're just losers. So there you go. There's your response. Sorry for the people who had to sit through this. And I will make positive content in the future. But I'm going to have to take stock of who watches my content and who I encourage in the future. Because it won't be people like you. That's for sure.